Praise the Lord. All right. In the name of Jesus, I don't know if we're going to get anything tonight or not, but we got something this morning. We got the Holy Ghost. Anybody in here got the Holy Ghost? Yeah. Hallelujah. All right. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word, okay? Now, when we get ready to start preaching, we'll turn the lights up so you can see your Bibles. All right? Amen. Hallelujah. All right, I'm going to read from Psalm 34. And this psalm's really special for me. This is the psalm that 2 years ago when I was sitting in the rehab and my husband was recovering. All the tormenting thoughts that the enemy tries to put in your head. The Lord said, you need this chapter. This is your word. And I tell you what, I've never forgotten it. And sometimes you go through things and you need to go back to those things. Because you know what? It's like the devil left Jesus for a season. Is that right? And as long as we're in this world, he's going to try to come. But greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world, right? I want you to listen to this and just kind of let the Lord touch you today as we begin opening up our praise and our worship. And it says in Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. Right? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Wow. Because when I was going through that, you know, just because something goes through your head doesn't mean you need to say it. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name forever together. And then this was the one. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Did you get that? I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. Now, if that's not a promise, I don't know. First of all, he gets rid of that torment and fear, and then he says, not only am I going to get rid of the fear, but I'm going to change the circumstances. All right? Woo! Anybody shouting in here yet? Then it says, and the angel of the Lord encamps around all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Let's say that together. Those that seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Now, what is that? That's not just telling lies. That's saying anything that's contrary to the Word of God. That's evil. If I start making negative confessions, you know what? I'm not speaking the truth, am I? The truth is what the Word of God says about me. Let me read that again. Come on, this is a mini sermon today. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. Come on. And his ears are open to their cry. Whoo! Any righteous people in here today? Do you know the eyes of the Lord are upon you? And his ear is open to your voice and to your cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off their remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. There it is again. You got any troubles today? Are you ready for the Lord to deliver you from them? Expect it today. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Right? Out of them all. He guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Come on, I think that's worthy of praise this morning. He said, let us exalt the Lord together. Are you ready to worship and to praise him? Make a shout and a noise unto him this morning. You know, it doesn't matter what you sound like or what I sound like to you or what you sound like to me. I'm singing to the Lord this morning. Amen. Every movement, every thought, every gesture is unto the Lord our God. Are you ready? Amen.
I hear a voice of one crying. I hear the voice of one crying. Prepare ye. Come and prepare ye the way of the Lord. Well, I hear a voice of one crying. Thank you, Jesus. I hear the voice of one crying. Prepare ye, come and prepare ye the way of the Lord. Oh, we worship your holy name, Jesus. As sure as gold is precious and the honey sweet, so you love this city and you love these streets. Every child out playing by their own front door, every baby lying on the bedroom floor, every dreamer dreaming in their dead-end job, every driver driving through the rush hour mob. I feel it in my spirit, feel it in my bones.
Do you feel it, New Life?
You're gonna send revival, bring them all back home.
Yeah.
Oh, I can hear that thunder in the distance. It's like a train on the edge of the town. Well, I can hear the brooding of your spirit.
Come on.
Lay your burdens down. Lay your burdens down. Oh, revive us. Revive. Revive us with your fire. Say from the preacher preaching when the well is dry, to the lost soul reaching for a higher high. From the young man working through his hopes and fears, to the widow walking through a veil of tears, every man and woman, every old and young, every father's daughter, every mother's son, I feel it in my spirit, feel it my bones. You're gonna send revival, bring them all back home.
Yes.
Oh, I can hear that thunder in the distance. It's like a train on the edge of the town. Well, I can hear the brooding of your spirit. Lay your burdens down. Lay your burdens down. Oh, revive. Oh, revive us, Jesus. Yes. Send your spirit, Lord, and revive us with your fire. Say, oh, yes. Well, I can hear that thunder in the distance. It's like a train on the edge of the town. Well, I can hear the brooding of your spirit. Lay your burdens down. Lay your burdens down. Oh, revive us. Revive us. Say, revive us.
God says, shut up in my bones. Well, I tell you what, if it's shut up in your bones, you let it out today, okay? Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands and praise Him. Lord God, revive. Put new life, Father. Put new fire back into these people in the name of Jesus, into new life. And those that are listening, Father God, we just claim that that's going to take place right now in this service. The surge of your Holy Spirit that's hovering, ready to move in and begin to do what you're believing Him to do as He hovers over this place today. Amen.
Amen.
Lift your hand and praise and worship as we magnify Him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your revival. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Come on, everybody, help me. La 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 la. Do it again. Come on, help me, kids. La 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 la.
la 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 la. Yours will be the only name that matters to me, the only one whose favor I seek, the only name that matters to me. Yours will be the friendship and affection I need to feel my Father smiling on me. The only name that matters to me.
And yours is the name.
And yours is the name. The name that has saved me. Mercy and grace. The power that forgave me. And your love is all I ever needed.
Yeah, come on.
When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim.
I gotta tell you something. And it almost makes me weep with joy. But I saw Philbert, and I saw JW, and Mom, and I saw Rita. I mean, I saw these people over in Glory Land. I just caught this vision. When I wake up, that's exactly what they did, church. And if you've accepted Jesus Christ, that's exactly where you're going. Amen. And your brother, glory to God, and he's walking, and there's nothing wrong with him. Nothing wrong. Amen. All right.
Yours will be the only name that matters to me, the only one whose favor I seek, the only name that matters to me.
And yours will be,
and yours is the name. The name that saved me. Mercy and grace. The power that forgave me. And your love is all I ever needed.
Yeah.
When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one
glory
that I proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I proclaim.
La 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 la. Now let's sing the name of Jesus.
Jesus, 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 just that name. Jesus, 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 just that name.
Ralph and Lee and
Posh.
Glory to God, come on. Your mom's over there just shouting and praising God. Amen.
Woo! There will be one name that I proclaim.
Oh, let's sing that Jesus again. Are you ready?
Jesus, 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 just that name.
Woo!
Jesus, 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 just that name. Tell my story. There will be one name that I proclaim.
And you know Miss Bessie's up there too.
That's right.
Amen.
My story, there will be one name that I proclaim.
All right, now, la la, here we go. Come on.
La 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 la.
Good, one more time now, church, come on.
La 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 la.
Woo! Glory to God. If that's not enough to praise Him for this morning.
Hallelujah.
What an inheritance we've got. Amen. Glory to God. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up there. You know that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, give me a praise. Hallelujah. Yes.
Last weekend, Ricardo had the privilege to go sing in a little bitty church in Greaterville. And I'm going to tell you this. I walked in the door, and when I walked in, I felt the Spirit right off the bat. It was awesome. I got to speak with one of the deacons there, and he said, Ricardo, he said, let me tell you what we did. He said, this church was closed for 4 or 5 years, if I'm not mistaken. And he said, we come to see about opening the doors back to this church. Let me tell you how awesome the Lord is. He said, Ricardo, when we walked in here, he said, you could just feel this church breathing. He said, this church was just as alive after that many days of being closed as it was before, evidently. Guys, God is hard at work. We don't need to slack off of what we're doing. Not at all. The Bible is fulfilling. And if you don't believe that, just turn the news on. If you don't believe that, just watch what your neighbor's kids is doing to you, to the parents. Oh, well, that's what it says. Yes, sir. If you don't believe that, you just look outside your car window or when you're shopping somewhere and look at how many men are holding hands and kissing each other and how many women doing the same thing. Because in the last days, these things are going to happen. Amen? That's what time it is. You know, we can't do nothing about what the Bible's doing because it's written. It is what it is. That's the word of God. All these things have to come to pass before Jesus comes back. And he's coming back. He is coming back.
Amen.
He's coming
Amen.
Back.
You so know, our God is greater. He's greater than anything that anybody's doing. That's the thing they don't realize. Once they get God, hallelujah.
I just want to share this because for 2 weeks I've been wanting to share this. That la 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 la. I'm gonna give you a quick lesson so you can sing the next song with all you got. Do you know why we do that? God's wanting to loose your tongue up. Okay? I'm gonna teach you something. The Lord told me. I've been waiting for the right time. But see what that's all about, because some of you aren't, you know, you're not too sure. He wants to loosen your tongue up. The devil has okay, read James. The tongue, out of it comes this, out of it comes that. Okay, all the other world religions, they don't do what we do. They don't go la, 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 la. They chant. They make statements. They don't sing. What's going to happen at Super Bowl today? Katy Perry's going to come on stage and issue some kind of a demonic ritual, and the world's going to follow her and the singing and all of the whatever about it. Okay? The world knows how powerful the tongue is. We sing, we praise, there's all kinds of music out there, but God is the one who made it. That's why when you get baptized in the Holy Ghost, it's He wants to loose your tongue for Him. See, the tongue is used for all kinds of stuff. God says, open that thing up and use it for me. That's when you're singing that la 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 la. He's trying to get your tongue to go blah, 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 blah. He wants your tongue moving for him. He don't want you singing of the world. He wants it moving for him. I know it's true. I know it's true, and you know it's true. That's why, here's the key. When it's time to praise God, open your mouth. Yell out loud. Push the air out. Make the tongue move. And with all that is in you, shout it to the Lord. And there's power in that. And I have found the victory so many times is in the tongue for the Lord. Now, you've been in churches and you just see this. Let me tell you something. I know when someone's into a song and when they're not. Because it shows. It's visible. La, 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 la is God just wanting you to move your tongue for him, people. Do it on your own. Do it in church. It's just a little lesson. I want them to know the truth. La, 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 la has a point. For the Lord, use your tongue.
You know that opening... The opening verses that I read was, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Hallelujah.
Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you You are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, and since our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And since our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And since our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against?
Come on, church, and declare with me. Come on.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God,
come on, one more time, church, declare that.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God,
hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, we praise you. We magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the word of God says in Revelation that they overcame him, how? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And you know what my testimony is? My God's greater. Hallelujah. I confess and declare, Jesus said, I have overcome. I have robbed the world of its power to hurt you, is what the Amplified literally says. Hallelujah. He overcame so I could overcome. Amen.
Overcame.
Father's plan, sending us out light in this broken land. All authority, every victory is yours. Savior, worthy of honor and glory, worthy of all our praise. You overcame. The blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, everyone overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, everyone overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone
church, believing that he overcame. I want you to be seated now. The ushers are back there. I want the papers passed out. Prayer request, you write down. We're going to put it on the cross. Hallelujah. Pastor Shirley, we got him with the green papers. You got them? Good. raise your hand if you want, and you can go back during our, we're going to do How Great Is Our God, okay? Go back and you hang them on the cross, daring to believe God that he overcame for you to give you the power to overcome. And you say, well, Pastor Laverne, I wrote it down the last time. Are you still praying and interceding? Write it down again. Or for somebody else, something specific, write that prayer request down. Go back there during this worship song, daring to believe God that we have, how great is our God. It's what we've been talking about all day, overcoming how great God is, giving him the glory and the honor. We're crying out to him, the righteous cry out and the Lord sees him and the Lord hears him. Hallelujah. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice,
all the earth rejoice.
He wrapped himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see how great is our God. You're the name above all names.
Sing with me,
and you're worthy of all praise.
And all will see
how great is our God. God, and all will see how great is our God. One more time now, come on.
How great is our God.
great is our God, and all will see how great is our God.
Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you. Glory to God. Oh, we magnify you, Jesus. Glory to God. You're so awesome. You're so mighty. We magnify you. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, our